Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM, umngani wabo bonke abadinga ukukhuthazwa. Silalele ku app yethu noma ku radiopulpit.co.za.
All right, 657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. And of course, we are touching this topic, and it is about divine guidance, what divine guidance is all about. Let us welcome Stembile Serame. It's been a while. Stembile, greetings to you. Welcome, and tell us even more. What is divine guidance? What have you learned on this?
Good evening, family. How wonderful it is to know that the same God that created heavens and earth is deeply invested in guiding us in our daily walk. Divine guidance reminds us that we are never left alone to figure life out. God's love, God's caring, God's spirit and wisdom is always with us to guide us and to show us and to lead us, you know, in the way that we should go, whether it's family, whether it's in our careers or our ministry, and even in our seasons of uncertainty. I like Psalms 32, verse 8, when it says, "The Lord says, I will teach you the way you should go. I will instruct you and advise you." When God guides, He does not confuse. His voice brings peace, it brings clarity and assurance, even in the road that seems unclear. But His guidance is not meant to rush us, but it's all about alignment. He aligns us with His perfect will, His perfect timing, His perfect purpose in our lives. And when we trust in His guidance, we begin to see how every step, even in this uncertain ones, lead us closer to His will. Divine guidance is more than direction. You know, it's more than just directing us, but it's a relationship. It's God's working with us, speaking to us, and revealing His plans one step at a time. It's not about the elevator, you know, microwave, but it's Him guiding us, you know, that gentle whisper that says, "Wait here, move now, trust here, this is what you should do." But what does this, you know, divine guidance means? Divine guidance means allowing God to be the compass of our lives. It is when we surrender our need to control and instead we depend in His wisdom. You know, sometimes we want to control these circumstances, we want to control this, but sometimes it is very important that we just surrender all to Him. And we allow Him, you know, to guide us. When we rely on divine guidance, we don't live by sight. We live by faith. We may not always see the full picture, but we trust that God knows the end from the beginning. What qualities should we possess, you know, as children of God to walk in this? If we want to walk in divine guidance, there are certain qualities that we need to nurture. Humility, family, you know, we need to acknowledge that we don't have all the answers, and it's okay not to have all the answers, but we need to trust in God's wisdom daily, but stay humble, stay in humility. Obedience, it's one of the qualities that we have. Being willing to act when God speaks. You know, even His instructions stretch our faith sometimes. I mean, I know personally that I would hear His guidance and I was like, "Oh Lord," but as we all understand that obedience, you know, it's better than sacrifice. Patience, Bazalwane, trusting God's timing, knowing that delays does not mean denial. Faith, believing that even when we can't trace His hands, we can trust His heart. We can trust His will that He has, His plans that He has for our lives, which is to prosper us and not to harm us. and discernment, developing his spiritual sensitivity to recognize his voice amid the world noise, regardless of whatever that is happening around us. These are the qualities that we have in order to possess as children of the Lord. But how do we tap into a divine guidance? You know, we tap into this guidance through the relationship that we have. Prayer is one of the things that we have to do. We need to pray all the time so we can hear him when he talks to us. You know, we discover his will through the word of God. We need to lean on the Holy Spirit. When he speaks to us, we need to really hear him. But also, we need to find confirmation through godly counsel. You know, we have mentors, believers of God, you know, fathers of faith, just, you know, your fellow Christian brothers. Also, we need to do that. But how do we apply a divine guidance? Divine guidance calls for actions. Faith without works is futile. It's not just about hearing God. It's about obeying him. When he instructs, he expects trust. When he advises, he invites partnership. And when he leads, he promises to walk beside us. His word says that, "I will never leave, I will not forsake you." So, as you journey through life, in your work, in your relationship, in your calling, don't run ahead of God and don't lag behind him. Walk with him step by step, knowing that his presence is our greatest direction. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Tembile. We really appreciate. May the Father do you good. Send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. I need to hear from you as to what you make of this.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now, www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
All right, send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. You can also give us a shout, 012-334-1322. And let me bring it back to you, Muruti Mraka. When we speak about divine guidance, it's when he also leads us into all truth. John chapter 16, verses 13 says, "However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak of his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come." Now, this can sound very familiar with you, and because of also the post you made today, and the news you told the nation today, the nations today, it is important, therefore, that we know that the Father guides us into all truth. And when we say he's a divine guidance, it's when he takes us by the hand, you know, and brings us into the knowledge of the Father, and that which is the will of the Father, that which needs to be done, that which the Father is saying, that which the Father wants us to see. This is divine guidance. What say you, sir?
Yes, indeed, my brother, I agree that it's guidance. Mm-hmm. And like the Messiah was saying, guidance. What do we mean by guidance? We simply mean being led in the way. Mm. When the pillar of cloud in the day was there with the sons of Israel, when that pillar lifted and started to move, they would move. Mm. Why? Because the pillar now is guiding them. Mm. And I've been listening to everyone carefully and trusting that the Holy Spirit is helping us you know, to crochet this thing as subordinates of Yeshua HaMashiach. In the wilderness, they were led by this cloud. However, they also needed a human being to lead them. And I'm not even talking about Moshe. I'm talking about Moshe's brother-in-law, because he knew the wilderness. So that's how Yahuwah works. In the spirit, he's leading us. But he will also use human beings. And that's what the last speaker was talking about. There could be another disciple, another brother, another sister that can help you along. In other words, they are contributing towards your being discipled. Because most of us don't know the voice of Yahuwah, who is the Holy Spirit. And where is he? He's inside of everyone who is a believer. But many of us as believers don't know his voice. Why? Because we were never made aware that, look, he's with you, he's in you. Close the door of your room or wherever you can be private. Speak to him as you would speak to a human being and say, I am here. I depend on you. I know you have given the grace, but I don't understand these things. I don't even know how to go about this. The Father will reveal himself. Why? Because he wants to guide us in the way. Now, the Messiah said something very clear. He would say, a blind guider or guide cannot lead the blind. They are all going to fall into a ditch. Now, he was talking about leaders. People that are leading others. He said, you have the key to open for people to get into the kingdom, but you yourself don't enter, and you prohibit them. You forbid them to go in. Now, what did Yeshua say to us as his disciples? I give you the keys of the kingdom. Meaning, if I have learned to walk with Yahuwah, listening to the Spirit's voice, knowing him, where I can identify this is the Holy Spirit. When I can identify that this is the Holy Spirit, I'm not leaning on my own understanding. I am leaning on him. Romans has been written in such a way that the Holy Spirit was showing us both the day and the night. The day is when I have that relationship very intimate with Ruach HaKodesh. Because then he shows me the truth. He can even show me things which are coming. But what is the night? The night is when I am, the Pastor Kabamba said something, that we are people, we falter. When I'm faltering, when I'm in the dark concerning things, that's when I need the fire of the word. And normally the fire of the word is this. There will be a persecution because of the word. If I remain in the word and take in the word daily, there will be a persecution and affliction because of the word. That's the fire. What is the fire doing? It's not attacking me. It's actually here to burn off the impurities, so that I can walk properly. Why? Because in Romans chapter 8, after Paul spoke in Romans chapter 7, something which Jesus himself could not say. Jesus could never say, that which I want to do, I find myself not doing. And therefore, because I do what I don't want to do, it is not me any longer who's doing it, who's practicing it, but it's actually sin, which is in my flesh activating it. The Messiah could never say that. Why? Because Romans chapter 8, when it opens, it says, the Father sent him in the likeness of sinful flesh, so that the Father can deal with sin and condemn sin in the flesh. But God sent you sent me, sent others, all of us, so that in the dark, we can actually identify with the weaknesses that we have. And what does Paul say when he closes chapter 7? He says, who's going to help me in this wretched body that I'm in? Who's going to deliver me? And he answers the question immediately. He says, the grace of God through Jesus Christ. Our translation rush to say, thanks be to God. Mm. Which it's not wrong to say thanks be to God any day. But in that instance, it's diminishing the ability which we have been given for divine guidance, because it is the grace of God which delivers me from walking in the flesh so that I can walk in the spirit. When he goes, verse 5 of chapter 8, he starts saying, those who are in the flesh accentuate or focus on the things of the flesh. How many of us, children of God, focus on the things of the flesh because we are relaxed in the flesh? And the flesh is not sin nature. The flesh is this flesh thing which I have. In it, sin is there. Now, he says those who are in the spirit, they focus on the things of the spirit. Mm-hmm. The Messiah has said, the words which I speak, they are spirit. Mm-hmm. In other words, when we go to that, my brother, to the things which have been spoken by the Messiah, we are walking in the spirit and we are being guided in the day. But when we find that now and again we trip with the things of the flesh, let the word bring the affliction which will cause me to stop and say, Lord, where am I failing you? So that when I see that, I can ask for forgiveness and return back to walking in the spirit.
Sure, I hear you quite well. Thank you so much, Muruti. We are taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say on the matter. And it is about divine guidance. That's what it is. It's about divine guidance and what the Father basically is pointing to us about divine guidance. Send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say on this issue. We are keen to hear from you on this issue. Right, and you can give us a shout, 012-334-1322.
Pulapula iRadio Pulpit, ukhanyiseleke kweli lizwe elimnyama. Zivulele ngokwakho i-app yethu okanye umamele kuradiopulpit.co.za. Siyafumaneka ku-DSTV Audio Channel 882. Ukanti sikhona naku-OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Pastor Sam, when we look at Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 11 and 12, says, as an eagle stirs up its nest, hovers over its young, spreading out its wings, taking them up, carrying them on its wings, so the Elohim alone led him, and there was no foreign god with him. Amazing there. As a mother stirs up its nest, a mother eagle stirs up its nest and hovers over its young, spreading out its wings, taking them up, carrying them on its wings. So the Elohim alone led Yasharal. Him alone led Yasharal. And we start to see basically what this implies. It says, and there was no foreign god with him. Now, it is the Father who stirs us up into an activity. And the modern theologians, they say, especially the charismatics, they say it's a prompting. So I was prompted by the Holy Spirit. When the Father stirs you up, you know, in other words, he puts in the enough energy to stir you up. And let me steal the words of Muruti Mraga, which he spoke some years ago. The theory of functionality and defunctionality. In other words, he takes that which was defunct, either in purpose, in action, or in a project that had to be done, and then he stirs it up. It means he quickens and brings life into a motive that is even not your own to do as he wills. What's your take on that?
Yeah, thank you very much, man of God. Is it this matter of being guided by the Holy Spirit or being guided by the Father or the divine guidance? You know, many of us will, some of us will explain it or define it the way the experience they've gone through, because some would tell that we, this is the way, as we use the word, being prompted, and so on and so forth. But you see that all of us agree that we have to be led by the Word. Even when the Bible speaks about the Holy Spirit, it says He will never teach you or lead you in another way, but He will teach you according to the Word, because He will come and reveal the Word and make the Word be real into us. Because the truth of the matter here is, I mean, the Word of the Father has to be real, because that is the truth, that's what will guide us. And when we are guided by the Word, by whatever means, whatever word you must use, whatever vocabulary you must use, some will say, I've been prompted, some will say, I've been this and that. But let's not make this word confuse the people. Let's make everything easier to the understanding of who the people are, who are following us in a way. Because Maurice America mentioned that, I mentioned something about as well, that my people perish because of lack of knowledge. But that lack of knowledge is being orchestrated by the leaders. The leaders are the ones who have rejected the knowledge. Now you see that there is a responsibility for those who have gone ahead of us to teach us the truth, to bring the truth to us, so that we may follow, as Paul will say to Timothy, say what he says, imitate me as I imitate Christ. In other words, he got something from Christ, and then he could touch it, and then he told Timothy, do also the same, look for people who are faithful enough to pass this knowledge on to them. That means, when we understand that, we're not going to be led by, we're not led by anything, but we are led by by God, by the Father, by the Holy Spirit, and whatever ways we can use. But at the end of the day, it has to be in accordance with the Word, because the Word is our foundation. It cannot be outside of the Word. Now, you said somebody, I give an example. You know, when we go to work, for instance, when you are working somewhere and you have leaders, you have managers and stuff. Managers will always lead the people who are under them according to the script or the criteria. I mean, how can I put it? The prescription, according to what has been given, the way of leading the company. They cannot tell you some other things, because we are led according to what you have signed for. And then, while you are doing that, it might happen that whatever that has been written, you don't have a knowledge to it. You don't have the proper knowledge or proper understanding of it. That's where now the Holy Spirit will come and enlighten you. So we have the Word. That is the way. That's our guide. Our guideline. The Word of the Father is our guide. The Bible is our guideline. Then when you are following it, you might get to a place where you do not understand it. Now the Holy Spirit comes to make you understand. That's what people can call, I've been prompted. I felt like doing this. It's not that what you are doing is different from what it has been there. It's just that, whatever has been there, you could not understand it. And now there is a way for you to understand it by getting something that comes at that moment. And it guides you to take you now to the right path. But at the end of the day, you will never get to the end and say, I've used my own ways and I've ended up, and I did not use the Word of the Father. If you go that route, that means the Holy Spirit is no longer supporting the Word. That means now doing things outside of the Word. While it cannot work that way. He is there to support, He is there to make the Word be real to us. That's a very important, because otherwise everyone will create its own, theology, everyone will create its own doctrine, and will end up by having a lot of troubles in this world. Sure. That's something you need to consider. Now, when I look at, the Bible, Paul is speaking to I want to allude on the responsibility that leaders have in our church. Paul is speaking to in the book of Acts 20, verse 28, he says, take care and be on guard of yourselves and for the flock, for the whole flock over which the Holy Spirit has appointed you as overseers. To do what? To shepherd. Now, he explained the shepherding thing. He said, to shepherd has everything to do with that, with what? To tend, to feed, and to guide. The church of God, which he did, he bought with his own blood. Now, here we see in the book of Isaiah, would say that he said that my people, you know, the Father talking about his people, but he's giving a responsibility. We are stewards. Remember last week we talked about stewardship, or maybe last week or before, talk about stewardship. That means we are standing for him in order to lead his own people. Where are we guiding them? We are guiding them according, or how are we guiding them? We are guiding them according to his own prescription, his own instructions. We are not guiding them according to ourselves. And it's, we have to feed them according to what he wants them to be fed with. We need to guide them as he wants us to guide them. And we need to do what, to tend them the way he wants us to tend them. This is one thing that we need to do. And that, the responsibility falls on the man that has been appointed to not do his own work, because when Jesus Christ spoke to the disciples, go and make disciples, not your disciples, but my disciples. It means we are going to make people to be the disciples of Christ. The destination that we need to look at is to the Father, is to end to where he wants us to end. It's not to where we want us to end, where he wants. That means it will come back to what we call his will. It will come back to what he says, focus on me. Jesus Christ is speaking into the Hebrews 12. He says, as you run the race, focus on whom? Focus on me. I am the author and the finisher of your faith. It means I am the one who knows the way better, because I am the way, the truth, and life. I am the way, the one who knows where to take you. If you focus on me, you will never miss a way. By focusing on him, and we are focusing on the word, wherever we miss it, as we have the flesh, we can miss it, because, and that's why I always tell people, you know, don't beat people down. Maybe I'll stop on this now. I'm saying, don't beat people down. When you find example, when you discover a mistake in somebody, that does not give you the right to crucify the person. It means you have discovered something for you to fix. Because the truth of the matter, Jesus never saved us as perfect. He saved us as imperfect people. Now, we are walking with him on a daily basis. Now, as we're walking with him, we can fall. We can miss the way. And when we miss the way, that's when now there is the Holy Spirit that speaks to us. We have also people whom God has put around us who can also discover, who can see something, and their role is to help us to stand again and to continue the walk. Because we were not perfect, we were imperfect, and we are walking towards perfection. As we walk, then that means we can miss the way. As we miss the way, it's not for us to be crucified. It's for us to be helped and encouraged in order to find the way and continue. That's what the Holy Spirit does. He does that job very well to guide us to a place where the Father wants us to be.
Right, I hear you quite well. Thank you so much, Professor. I appreciate that so much, sir. Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Your daily companion, Radio Pulpit it is. And let's listen also to Sibongile Kwaqela in Durban. And let's hear what her perspective is with divine guidance and the conceptions that people have come to put across this. Let's hear her. Sibongile, welcome.
Good evening, Pastor Ray. I would like to greet everybody on Radio Pulpit as well as the panel. I'm quite honored again to be part of this discussion. It's quite an interesting one. And I would like to greet the listeners at home. I would humbly greet the listeners at home. Yes, Pastor Ray, When we talk of spiritual guidance, the divine guidance, it's an ancient concept. It's not something that just came now, you know, during this point in time. It's something that has been practiced by ancient Egypt. In ancient Egypt, when you look at the Kemetic book, when you read the Kemetic books, you realize that there was spiritual guidance there. There was divine guidance. And you look at Hinduism, they practice that concept. They believe that there's a higher power, a superior person who's beyond, which we cannot see. When you look at Buddhism as well, this is where this is what they believe as well, that there is something that is greater than what they cannot see. Well, however, it serves as a guide or an intuition to say, look, this is where it corrects you, where you're supposed to, or even if you're not supposed to take a certain route, you are taking it, it deprives you, it protects you from, it delivers you from things that could happen. And also we look at indigenous cultures, you know, such as shaman medicine, you know. You ask yourself, how did they know that they need to use that certain medicine in order to heal? You question yourself how to heal each other. If there was a disease, how did they know this is how they're supposed to heal a disease? They just took certain medicine, the certain herbs. How did they know those things? You know, it shows that there's always been a divine power, you know, that directs people to say, this is what you need to do and do this. However, it's very complex on a broader aspect, you know, it's very complex. Okay, coming back, for an example, when you look at about our kings, about Shaka Zulu, they knew. You remember when he says, Shaka Zulu once said, he said prophetically, Kuza is a baguette pez gwentaba, which is Kuza is new, and he says, he was talking about the beds, the white beds, you know. So, Ushaka as well, We see spiritual guidance upon his life, upon our own kings and kings, hence I'm saying that it's a complex subject. It did not start now. It's something that has been there, you know. For instance, you find the other cultures, they would say, some people among us, you know, they believe in the third eye, you know. They're still talking about the spiritual guidance. They're still talking about the same concept, the divine guidance. It's not different, because they are saying they are able to see from intuition, you know, it activates their white pineal gland. They say all those things. However, when you look at it as a concept, it's still what we are talking about today. It's not different. It's just that people are they have methods, they have own terms which are, they are terming and using nice terminology which suits maybe their culture or belief at the particular time, which is something very, very, very good. It's not something that is bad. When it comes to Christianity, divine guidance is just straightforward, because now it deals with us having to ensure that we are being guided by the Holy Spirit. Now that's the difference, that the divine guidance according to the Christianity, the main focus is what the Holy Spirit is saying to them according to their faith at that particular moment. However, what is good about it is that it does help you for spiritual growth. It facilitates the spiritual growth and maturity, and able believers, you know, to depend on a direction with God, on a great direction with God, and live accordingly, according to this will. It helps with confidence in terms of what we believe in, you know. It makes us to believe that if I can pray right now and seek God for manifestation of power, I will know which step am I supposed to take. It makes us to have trust, you know. It gives us clarity. You know, it does as well gives us protection and safety. So it plays a huge role on a Christian perspective, you know. And I'm just going to quote Jeremiah 29. When God says, "For I know the plans that I have for you." You know, so when you are guided spiritually, automatically you are going to be aligning yourself with the principles and the plans of God. So that is my thinking towards this part, that it's just a compass that shields everything that we need to know of.
Sure. I hear you quite well. Thank you so much. Sibongile Gwaqela there, and really putting it across from a variety of perspectives and bringing it back to the perspectives of believers.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
Dr. Barato, welcome.
Beloved friends, greetings in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I am so grateful you have tuned in today. We live in a world filled with voices. Everyone seems to have an opinion, a direction, or advice to give. But as children of God, there's only one voice that truly leads us right: the voice of our Heavenly Father. Proverbs chapter number 3 from verse 5 through 6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him, and he will make your paths straight." So today we are talking about divine guidance, what it means, how to recognize it, and how to walk confidently in the direction God has chosen for your life. The first question is, what is divine guidance? Psalm 32 verse 8 says, "I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my loving eye on you." Divine guidance is God personally leading his children, step by step, decision by decision, in the path that fulfills his purpose. It is not just about knowing where to go. It is about knowing who is leading you. So if divine guidance is God's promise to lead us, then the question becomes, how do we position ourselves to hear his voice? My brethren, divine guidance begins with relationship. John 10 verse 27 says, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me." God doesn't guide strangers. He guides sons and daughters who walk with him. The closer we are to the shepherd, the clearer his voice. James chapter number 4 verse 8 says, "Come near to God and he will come near to you." So before we ask for direction, we must first cultivate intimacy through prayer, worship, and obedience. How does God guide us? My brothers and sisters, it is simple. God guides us through his word. Psalm 119 verse 105 says, "Your word is a lamp for my feet, a light on my path." So if you want to know God's will, start with his word. The Bible is not just a history book. It is a living guide. When you meditate on it, it illuminates your decisions. 2 Timothy chapter number 3 verse 16 through 17 says, "All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work." So divine guidance will never contradict the written word of God. His spirit always agrees with his word. also, God guides through the Holy Spirit. We have just dealt rather with God guiding us through His Word. Now we are looking at God guiding us through the Holy Spirit. Romans chapter number 8 verse 14 says, "For those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God." The Holy Spirit is our inner compass. He whispers, convicts, and confirms the Father's will, in our hearts. John chapter number 16 verse 13 says, "But when He, the Spirit of truth, comes, He will guide you into all truth." So when you are unsure which way to go, pause, listen. The Holy Spirit speaks in peace and not confusion. Also, God guides through peace and circumstances. When you look at the book of Colossians, chapter number 3, verse 15, it says, "Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts." My brothers and sisters, peace is often the green light of heaven. When God is leading you, your heart will be still, even when the path looks uncertain. Sometimes He also guides by opening or closing doors. He opens or closes doors not to frustrate us, but to protect and redirect us. So don't rush ahead. Wait for the peace of God to confirm His direction. So what is the purpose of divine guidance? When you look at the book of Jeremiah, chapter number 29, verse 11, it says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." God's guidance always leads us toward life, fruitfulness, and His glory. Divine direction is not about control, my brothers and sisters. It is about care. So we don't follow God out of fear, but we follow Him out of trust. As we conclude this message, or as I conclude this message, my brothers and sisters, I would like us to do a short prayer and say, "Heavenly Father, thank you for being our shepherd and our guide. Today we surrender our ways, our thoughts, and our plans into your hands. Teach us to hear your voice clearly. Lead us in paths of righteousness. When we are unsure, give us peace. When we are weary, give us strength. Direct our steps in every decision we make, and let your perfect will be done in our lives. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, we pray." One declaration to make in addition to the prayer that we have just prayed. Say after me, "I am led by the Spirit of God. I will not be confused. God's word lights my path. His peace rules my heart. I will follow where He leads, and I will fulfill His plan for my life. In the name of Jesus, we have declared." Now, in final closing, beloved brothers and sisters of Radio Pulpit, remember, you don't have to figure it all out. You just need to follow the one who already knows the way. Stay close to the shepherd. Trust His word. Listen for His spirit. Walk in His peace. Until next time, my beloved brothers and sisters, may the Lord guide your steps and order your path in His perfect will. In the name of Jesus, Shalom.
Thank you so much, Dr. Baratwa.
Live life with us. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
All right, and Pastor Masango says, Nyekenkosi, good evening. Luke 17:21. Jesus Christ told his disciples that they don't know that the kingdom of God is inside you. The Bible states that whatever is born of God overcomes the world. It's no longer I who lives, but Jesus Christ. The above scripture surely reveals that we are no longer the sinful seed, but of Almighty seed, which is not from a sinful nature of man. Where there is the word of God, the Holy Spirit reveals the guidance of God Almighty. Igazi lika Jesu linkhululile emthethweni wesono nowokufa. Siyabonga kakhulu inkosi, kubuse ngendlela eyisimanga mfundisi Masango. Thank you.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
657 AM, let's hear what you say. Babangale.
Ithuba ngibingelele kwemfundisi uRay, ngibingelele nezambeli zakho ke lapha e-studio nomndeni wonke Radio Pulpit. Ngibingelela ke egameni elingaphezwa wonke amagama, igama lika Jesu Kristu waseNazaretha. Isihloko sanamuhla esithi Divine Guidance. Land that God was to show him. We can read that in Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to 4. Divine guidance can be received in prayer, scripture, spiritual experiences, or events in life, and is intended to lead believers towards a righteous path or align our will with divine purposes. UPhilipu ushumayela eSamaria nokuphenduka kwenduna yase-Ethiopia. Acts chapter 8 verse 5 and 26 says, uPhilipu wehla emzini waseSamaria washumayela uKristu. 26, kepha ingilosi yenkosi yakhuluma kuPhilipu yathi, suka uye ngaseningizimu endleleni ephuma eJerusalema ehlela eGaza yona iyihlane. The prophets who divine truth they are being guided by God. Aba profeti abaholwa nguNkulunkulu babona okuyiqiniso. Abafani naba profeti bamanga abadla imbumba. Aba profeti abaholwa nguNkulunkulu bakhuluma izwi elivela kuNkulunkulu obayale ukuthi balikhulume. Hayi labo abazixoxela izindaba zabo. Umprofeti oholwa nguNkulunkulu ukhuluma izwi ngokungaziqhenyi. The mouth of a true prophet is guided by God. He is taught by the Holy Spirit, not by theologians or the Bible school. Luke chapter 12 verse 12 says, "For the Holy Spirit will teach you in that very hour what you ought to say." The Holy Spirit is central to divine guidance. John chapter 16 verse 13 says, "However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness." 17. "That the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work." As believers, we are to rest on the law and make our boast in God and know his will and approve the things that are excellent, being instructed out of the law, and be confident that we ourselves are a guide to the blind, a light to those who are in darkness. That is found in Romans chapter 2, verse 17 to 19. God's leading in the lives of his children, ensuring they make the right decisions and walk in his perfect will. Isaiah 48, verse 17 says, "Thus saith the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord your God, who teaches you to profit, who leads you by the way you should go." Immediate obedience ensures continuously guidance. Isaiah chapter 1 verse 19 says, if you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. We can also find that in Isaiah 58 verse 11. We can read that in Isaiah 58 verse 11. When people do not accept divine guidance, they run wild. Proverbs 29 verse 18 says, where there is no revelation, the people cast off restraint. But happy is he who keeps the law. I thank you. God bless you. Amen and amen.
Thank you, Babongane. Godfrey.
Hey, good evening, Brother Ray and the listeners and your guests today. It's good on Wednesday these times when we receive the word of the Most High. Today's topic, you see, you're talking about being guided by divine guidance. It's so straightforward and simple. It means to be guided by the word of the Most High, keeping his commandments, and following what Yeshua told us to do, to keep his commandments and to keep the commandments that the Father has given us. You do that, you are on a track to a divine guidance. There's no other way, because all of us believers, we come from different cultures, different backgrounds, different places, different continents, countries, towns and cities, but you are expected to go to the same place, which is Yeshua. So Yeshua is the center that leads. We all must be led divinely to him. He told us, he said he's the way, the truth, and the life. So divine guidance, it's going to him, because he's the door that leads to that divinity, the holiness of the Most High. Yeshua tells us, be holy as your Father is holy. Then you are in the divine guidance. The Most High tells us to keep the commandments. He gave them the commandments. He told them, you do this, you'll be successful. So in other words, you keep these commandments. That's a pointer to divine guidance. Wherever I am, in any other language, the end goal is Yeshua. We all been fashioned to follow him. We've been created to follow him, to be under him, in the end, to be under his control. How we get there is by following and keeping the commandments, which most of us are allergic to. Then if you go to prison, you will find a host of people who are not, who didn't follow the divine path. Enoch, Noah, Abraham, Jacob, David, all up until the birth. All these lineage, they are leading. That's a divine path that was chosen by the Most High, where the Messiah will come out, the genealogy, which now that he has come and died and risen, we have been shown the destination. It's him. Now to get there, we must comply with the rules and laws and statutes that are set. When you keep those commandments, you are in the right path, a divine path that leads to afterlife salvation and to be with the Most High forever. I thank you. Amen.
Thank you, Godfrey.
Umkhuleko olungileyo unamandla. Qhubeka ukhulekele iRadio Pulpit nomsebenzi esiwenzayo kuNingizimu Afrika nomhlaba wonke.
You see, I was able to ask my three questions now. These are the third questions. I will give our guests at least 2 minutes each to elaborate on this. Now, let me start with you, Muruti Mraka. Divine guidance also, we should come to the Father with contrite hearts, that he should teach us his will. Psalm 143:10, teach me to do your will, for you are my Elohim. Your spirit is good. Lead me in the land of uprightness. The Father has to teach us, and the Father is teaching us all the time. We just need to be good learners. What say you finally, sir?
Yes, sir. In Proverbs, it says, Proverbs 14 verse 12 says there is a way that's inviting to a man, but the end thereof is the way of death. Mm. So in other words, to rely on my understanding of how the way should be leads to death. Proverbs 16 verse 2 says, the man, in the eyes of a man, his ways are right, but you never have the ways, the spirit, because the guidance starts from the spirit. I loved how the Holy Spirit has actually guided this whole program tonight.
Hallelujah.
Two of the last guests, they closed this thing so beautifully. Mm-hmm. Bongile, our sisters Bongile showed us that there are spiritual guidances. Mm-hmm. We shouldn't beat about the bush. They are there.
Mm.
But they are not the divine guidance.
Mm.
Because the divine guidance is exactly what you said when you were asking Pastor Kabamba based on Deuteronomy chapter 32.
Mm.
He said, he alone, and there was no God with him. That's where we get our divine guidance, from the only true living God. And in closing, my brother, this is where one says that these things are demanding a response from us. When Paul comes with Romans chapter 8, he's talking about us to emphasize the things of the Spirit.
Yeah.
Let's jump 9, 10, 11 and go to 12.
Yes. Yes,
that's where our response is. We must not emphasize ourselves higher than we should. And then we should do chapter 12, chapter 13, chapter 14, chapter 15.
All right.
We are actually going away from the flesh, going towards the Spirit when we do those things.
Sure, I hear you well. Pastor Sam, finally, what say you in this? We need to learn. He's teaching all the time. We just need to be good learners.
Yes, actually, when you take the Bible in the book of 1 John 2, verse 27, and the Bible says, as for you, the anointing, the special gift, the preparation which you receive from him remains permanently in you. We need to know that the anointing of God remains in us permanently, and it is the anointing that teaches us, it is the anointing that guides us, it is the anointing that takes us places. Mm. If we can abide to that, knowing that since we've agreed to be taken from the darkness to the light, we need to allow the light to lead us.
Sure, I hear you quite well. Next week, we are going to be talking about the beatitudes and what the purpose of the beatitudes is all about. These were taught many times. These I've heard many people talking about many times. But what is the intended purpose of the beatitudes? Muriti Mraka, thank you so much. Pasa regards at home, sir.
Thank you, my brother. I will do that. And pass our regards also to your family. And give Sister Audrey a high five and say she's done well by letting us know. And Pastor Kabamba, greet your family on our behalf. We love you guys.
We love you, man.
Of Radio Pulpit.
Thank you so much. And thank you for being used by the Father in these end times. We appreciate you so much, sir. And Pastor Sam, thank you so much. Pastor regards at home, sir.
Yes, I'll do exactly that. And you too do the same. And Muruti Muraka do also that. And may the Almighty Father continue to bless us.
Thank you so much. To the King above all else, we give him glory, majesty, and honor. His name is Yahuwah Elohim, and we thank him that by his Holy Spirit, his Ruach HaKodesh, he continues to guide us into all truth, which is his Son, Yahushua HaMashiach, the Christ himself. Ramire, it's been great. It's been wonderful. Here is Dr. Mabunda coming up next. Tuda Rabah.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in at 6 p.m. every Wednesday for Ray Lichordi on Wednesday Live, your weekday dose of inspiration and empowerment to get you through that midweek slump. Listen live on Radio Pulpit 657 a.m. or catch the podcast on radiopulpit.co.za.
Umthandazo welungisa unamandla ngokugqibeleleyo. Radio Pulpit yakha uMzantsi Afrika nezizwe zonke ngomthandazo.
You and 657 a.m. and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.